The best miniseries all ages comic that's been upgraded to a regular series. Dogs, Archie, Adventure Time, Homer, Bolivar, Manga, Polar Bears, and more.
Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hey, it's Trey with Daddy Mojo, and thank you again for listening to the podcast this week for All Ages Comics, the week of November 15th, 2017. The music you're hearing in the background is some Hair Doctor. Check out all of their stuff over at Free Music Archive. It's fabulous, synth-tastic, magical stuff. And you can reach us anytime on social media. Just do a quick search for Daddy Mojo. Your email is Trey, T-R-E-Y, at daddymojo.net. Now that the housekeeping is out of the way, let's take a look at a graphic novel that we have been chomping at the bit to get. That's kind of a subtle tongue-in-cheek reference to Science Comics' Dogs. This is their latest graphic novel, From Predator to Protector. And First Second Books puts out the Science Comics line of books. Their previous graphic novels have been awesome. We had high hopes for this, and it did not disappoint. Their previous books, you may have been familiar with Plagues. Again, it doesn't sound like this the stuff of fun, great reading. But it's fabulous. Planes, flying machines, bats, volcanoes, dinosaurs, and coral reefs. It's legitimate science studies that's condensed into a graphic novel in a way that makes reluctant readers follow along, as well as those that really like the subject matter learn more about it. And as you can tell from the title, Dogs, this is all about dogs and their story of how they went from wolves, who used to hang outside the camps back in the prehistoric Stone Age era, to man's best friend hanging out in the house with us now, trying to steal my burrito as I do the podcast. It's like that. And what this book in particular does from Andy Hirsch, it manages to make a coherent story about a dog's evolution entertaining and incredibly educational. And this is complex stuff. This isn't just like Fido can now catch a ball. It's talking about meiosis, mitosis, genome splicing, Mendel's law of segregation, which is about how fertilization works at the chromosomal level. This is science stuff. So in theory, our 8-year-old would be game for this. And he likes looking at the pictures because they're funny. The artwork in this book, especially Dogs, it's great. You've got a narrator who looks like a Jack Russell Terrier who serves as the character who spans the ages. In other words, you've got the prehistoric dog who is also this Jack Russell Terrier, but he is with the book throughout it from beginning to end so he can help show these dogs and show the readers why dogs are different, why dog A, even though they look identical, is going to be different. It's interesting because it's a complex book. It really is. I mean, it looks like an 8-page spread, I think, just based on fertilization and chromosomes. So it's complex. Middle schoolers, upper middle schoolers, you'll be okay with some of the things they talk about in the graphic novel. I mean, anybody's going to be okay with the art. Our 8-year-old, as I said, loves looking at the art. But so far as actually being able to read it for himself, there's no way our 8-year-old could read this and understand it. That's why this is going to be for middle schoolers and up, even high schoolers. If high schoolers are not down with graphic novels, you're trying to get them to read and maybe learn some complex, advanced science things. Check out this entire series, Science Comics and First, Second Books. They're all a slam dunk. And this one, Dogs, doesn't disappoint either. It's out and it's fabulous from Andy Hirsch. Highly recommend it. We spoke in the lab, I guess about 4 podcasts ago, about Adventure Time and how it was ending its run on Cartoon Network. And this week has Adventure Time Comics, issue number 17 out. This is an example of how great a franchise can be in the hands of different creators. It's like SpongeBob Comics in the fact that what Adventure Time Comics does is they let loose lots of different comic book creators onto their property to let them tell the stories about everybody in the series. Who is going to like this? I'll say middle schoolers and up, because middle schoolers are going to be, they're going to understand Adventure Time, because they're probably already watching it on Cartoon Network, so they're going to know the characters. Younger fans may not like it so much, because some of the way the characters are drawn is not typical, and they're going to say, well, this is drawn differently. Fiona's not looking the same. I don't know if I feel this. So it may confuse them a little bit. So that's why I say middle school and up. If you're looking for something fun and different, but still with a property and an entity that you know and enjoy, check out Adventure Time Comics. It is from Boom Studios, and issue number 17 is out. Let's talk Riverdale. And this is Riverdale, all ages Riverdale. When the series came out on television, some purists, some old school Archie fans were upset that he was kind of aiming higher for the tween or teen audience. To meet those people, what Archie Comics has done is they've created a new monthly series called Your Pal Archie. And this is Archie, Jughead, Betty, Veronica, everybody else drawn in the classic Archie style in new stories in a comic book format. Because obviously you've still got Archie and the Archies, which are the more contemporary, older skewing monthly titles from Archie Comics. They're drawn very realistic and, you know, for the teen audience. This is Your Pal Archie, which is classic Archie, drawn the way that he was back in the 40s, 50s, 60s, and so on, with brand new contemporary stories. Issue number 4 from Archie Comics of Your Pal Archie is out this week, and it's the culmination of a 4-part miniseries where Mr. Lodge was trying to, shockingly, put off Archie from pursuing his daughter, Veronica. I don't think he's successful, because Archie ends up driving Mr. Lodge's limousine. It's Your Pal Archie, and it's $3.99. Out this week also is Betty and Veronica Vixens. Now, we mentioned this also because this is the older, skewing, Riverdale-esque series, ongoing monthly series, from Archie Comics. This is going to be the same folks, if you like Riverdale, the television show. This is more in your vein. Or the older skewing Archies, or Archie. Check out Betty and Veronica Vixens. Contrary to the semi-risky title, this is going to be okay for kids in upper middle school and up. And it's kind of written in a very pulpy, kind of tongue-in-cheek way, if you look at the title and the cover of it. Betty and Veronica Vixens. Now, there are a lot of kind of things similar to that, where Archie and Riverdale is its own universe, and there are websites and podcasts dedicated just to that. Kind of like manga. We don't touch on manga too much, just because there are so many manga adaptations that people know them much better than I. Way, way much better. However, there's one manga out this week that's very simple, very cute, and very much for the animal lover's heart. Wanted to mention this. It is A Polar Bear in Love. This is volume 1 from Koesuru Shirokuma. It's translated into English, but it's presented in the classic manga style. So if you're curious about manga and you've never read one, and you're an animal lover, check out A Polar Bear in Love. What it is, a polar bear is in love with a seal, but the seal thinks that the polar bear wants to eat it. How could they make a big fat manga that makes this work? Is fascinating, and is one of the reasons that manga is so darn successful. And this is a side note. If you are in a middle school library, it depends on what library you're at. If you speak with the manga people say that in middle school libraries, their segment of books, their manga adaptations for classics, are the most checked out and the most abused books in the library. And I mean abused in the most positive sense of the way, and the fact that they're checked out so often that they burn through them because they get read so much. Manga, it's got a fan base out there, and if you like animals, A Polar Bear in Love is just the ticket for you. Similar to that, We were hesitant to toss in Doctor Who into the all-ages comics, but at the root of Doctor Who, they are okay for ages 9 and up. A good jumping on point, if you're curious about Doctor Who, starts this week. It's Doctor Who, the 12th Doctor, Year 3, Issue 9. You've got the current Doctor on television. This is the male Doctor who's about to transition out, but the comics are different than the TV Doctors. This is Peter Capaldi and his version of the Doctor, and it's starting a new storyline. So if you're curious, jump in now, see if it's your cup of tea. And it really is a fun comic book that's jammed with all sorts of STEM knowledge that could motivate your kid to learn more about aspects of STEM or things that are bigger on the inside. A graphic novel that is brand new this week that just is so stinking cute is this one. It's Bolivar from Sean Rubin. And so when you say cute, I don't mean that as a pejorative. This is a beautiful graphic novel. But anytime there's a dinosaur in a city with a kid, cute. Who's not going to love that? And that's basically the premise behind Bolivar, is that you've got a youth, Sybil, who lives in New York City, and her neighbor is mysterious and exceedingly large, and she thinks that he's a dinosaur. It is a dinosaur. How does the last dinosaur in the world manage to live in New York City without being noticed? That is part of the joke about Bolivar. It is a brand new original graphic novel. If you look around online, you can buy it for $20. If you don't, then you'll pay $30. So I would advise you to shop around. But it's a beautiful graphic novel. And this is a great example of, wow, what do you want to read? Like, you figure the average comic book is $3.99. The average graphic novel, between $15 to $20. But if you know that you're going to like all of the issues collected in the graphic novel, or in this case, if it's an original graphic novel whose premise, artwork, and story that you really like, isn't it as good of a, or as safe a bet to spend the $15 to $20 on a graphic novel instead of the comic books month by month by month? You could also look at it in the way that, let's say you purchase Bolivar at $20, or any graphic novel X that you want to buy for $20. If you break that down to a per comic book price, it's about five times. So you're talking five issues. As long as it has five issues, that's my price point to say, you know what, this is well worth it, because I know I like these characters or I like this story, but there's something about this graphic novel that makes me want to read it in a whole uninterrupted, concise, collected format. That's the beauty of graphic novels. And some young readers and some parents, kind of, they get hung up because of the price point. And I know it stings for, what, $20 to $25 for a graphic novel, because that's a lot more than $4 or $5 for a comic book. But if you just add those comic books up, add five of them on top of them, you got $20. Think of it that way, because there are some great graphic novels coming out this week and next week that we're going to hit on that are really superior. This week marks the final issue in the mini-series of Mech Cadet U. This is it the best new all-ages comic series of 2017? I don't know, but it's pretty close, because it has everything a young kid wants in a comic book. It's got action, it's got robots, it's got kids as the hero, and it's so overwhelmingly popular that Boom Studios has given it its own monthly series after this mini-series ends. So you could jump in here at issue 4 of 4. This is all action, I mean, from start to finish. It's boom, 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 action, fun, and great for all ages. If you have an 8-year-old, they're going to love this. A 6-year-old, it could be too much action for them, this particular issue. But if that 6-year-old were to pick up issue 1 and read along with it, or have their parents read along with it and get them up to speed, I think they'd be okay with it. I know ours would. It's great. Plus, the art is beautiful. It's an all-age approachable Godzilla-type title. It's great. And you're going to want to check out the monthly series when that starts up in a couple of months, too. We will put you on radar when that happens. It's Mech Cadet U, the final issue in the miniseries. It's out this week. We also have a classic out this week. The classics. We do. It is Simpsons Comics, issue 241. And this is an example of how cutting edge the Simpsons are, despite being around for, what, almost 30 years, I think? My rough math says that? The premise behind Simpsons Comics issue 241 is there's a movie reboot happening, and radioactive man now begets radioactive woman, which is obviously kind of a tongue-in-cheek jab in a playful manner at Wonder Woman. Great. I mean, obviously, everybody knew Wonder Woman was coming out. Everybody knew that. Was it successful? Crazily successful. Simpsons Comics, and to an extent, the Simpsons television show has done this before, where they've predicted history years upon years before it actually happened. I mean, Family Guy has also done this, too. And speaking of which, why isn't there a Family Guy comic book? Why is that not? Seth MacFarlane, what's going on there? I think that would be a good hit also. So I mentioned that just because every issue of Simpsons Comics is really great, and it's one of the go-tos that you can pick up anyone because there's no ongoing storyline. Every issue is great. Pick it up. It's Simpsons Comics issue 241, and it's $3.99 from Bongo Comics. Recess Warriors. Have you heard of this series? Have you heard of Diary of a Sixth Grade Ninja? You've heard of that one. If you have a kid who was in middle school, a couple years ago, or even now, if you have a middle schooler, then they've heard of that series for sure, because that's one of, I'll call it the middle school version of Captain Underpants, in that it's a little more, it's a little older, it skews older, and that middle school set to even upper elementary school set really loves Diary of a Sixth Grade Ninja. This is Marcus Emerson's new series. It's the second book in his series, Recess Warriors. Recess Warriors 2, Bad Guy, is a two-word word. And that's a kind of, a subtle pun in cheek. Two-word word. Bad Guy is a two-word word. How you like that? This is a graphic novel, but it's a graphic novel with a little more reading and a lot more action. It's going to skew in some reluctant readers. What happens here, you've got obviously a super secret villain. You know that. But the super secret villain is bringing vampires, werewolves, and lots more other things to hopefully take over Recess again for the cause of evil. They may not succeed. Kids love this book. This is Recess Warriors 2. Bad Guy is a two-word word. It's a brand new graphic novel from a creator and a series that they are already familiar with. Thus, they will love it.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.